Now, today, it's our pleasure to welcome a Pittsburgh Concert Society winner, and we have a very talented person here. He's 16 years of age, and he has studied piano for 11 years. He also sings in his school choir and plays bass in his school orchestra. He's a student at Mount Lebanon. He has been a semi-finalist at the Cincinnati World Piano Competition. He's performed in the lobby of Heinz Hall and also as part of the Steinway Society series. We'll spend some time meeting him throughout this half hour. But right now, let us welcome Albert Du to play for us.
Thank you.
That is Alexander Du. And what was the name of the piece that you just played? Or do you know the composer?
Yeah, I do. Polonaise in C-sharp minor, Opus 26, number 1 by Frédéric Chopin.
Now, it's funny because I was thinking if I had to guess the composer, I was guessing Chopin. I don't know my classical music that well, but I was guessing Chopin. It was beautifully played.
Yeah.
Tell me about your experience with the Pittsburgh Concert Society. What was it like? You play an audition, and a lot of folks aren't familiar with what that experience is. Can you explain what happens?
Well, I really just go online and register. I mean, register, and then you get an audition date. You go in an audition, and then a few hours, within one day, a few days or two, you just get the results, and then they tell you whether you got past the audition or not. Then,
do you get nervous when you do that?
I get nervous for the performance, not as much as the for the audition.
I see. You seem pretty self-assured and relaxed. I was thinking about that, and you're smiling and nodding your head. And you're also involved in so many different things. What else do you like to do?
Yes, like you said, I like to sing in the choir and stuff. Then play bass, yeah. Well, I had to pick up bass in order to join my school orchestra because there aren't enough pieces with piano in it. So So I just picked up bass in my freshman year. Now I'm the bassist assistant principal. So
The notes that were handed to me mentioned that in addition to Kung Fu, you also do breakdancing?
Oh, yeah. I just practice some moves on the side, you know, like I see on TV. It's like, oh, that's really sweet. I want to try that. And then just go down to my basement and try to duplicate the move.
That's amazing. I'm fascinated by stuff like that because, like, have you been able to?
Yeah, I have for some, like the baby freeze or, like, the windmill.
Yeah. That's great. Have you, this is, you'll be entering your senior year?
Yeah, current, no.
Have you thought about what you might want to do after graduation?
Apparently it's not, it's going to be a tough road if I try to major in music. I will be majoring in engineering and something along the lines of technology.
Yeah, I've heard that from a lot of accomplished high school musicians lately. I don't know if it seems to be a trend, given the way music is. Although, hopefully, you can still you can do both.
Yeah, I can still minor.
Keep music part of your life. Have you thought about schools in particular?
Yeah, definitely. I've thought about going to CMU and Pitt Honors College, and another one was Duke.
Yeah, I thought about Carnegie Mellon right away because of their strengths in both engineering and music. If you're just joining us, this is Albert Du, represented by the Pittsburgh Concert Society, or representing the Pittsburgh Concert Society today, who does so much to support development of young musicians who are emerging as tremendous players. You can learn more about their work at pittsburghconcertsociety.org. Before you play another piece, I'm curious if there's anybody you would like to acknowledge, family members or teachers or anybody you would just like to say some words to.
Sure. Well, first of all, I would like to thank the Pittsburgh Concert Society for even giving me this opportunity. And so thank you. And another person I would like to thank is my piano teacher, Ms. Hannah Lee, who's just, she's tough sometimes, but But she's a wonderful teacher. She's taught me so many valuable life lessons, and I would not be the person I am today and not be as, well, this level of piano player I am today without her help and her knowledge and wisdom. She's just an awesome teacher. And then I also thank my parents for supporting me in all my piano studies so far, and my little sister.
What's your little sister's name?
Her name is Annie.
How old is she?
She is 9.
I'm sure she probably loves to listen to you play. Is she playing an instrument?
Yeah, she plays instrument too. She plays piano, and she's learning violin.
Terrific. Yeah. Well, Alexander Albert Du is who you've heard this morning. And Albert, it was really wonderful to hear you play the first piece. What would you like to play next?
Next, my second piece would be The Cat and the Mouse by Aaron Copland.
Oh, terrific. And this is our last chance to talk. Is there anything else you wanted to say that I may have forgotten to ask Albert?
No, I'm all right.
Yeah, I just always like to check in case you were itching to say something. We'll let your hands do the talking with Aaron Copland. Thank you for being here with us today.
Yeah,
and
no
here,
problem.
Here is Albert Du. Thank you. Albert, thank you. That was very hard for me to pay attention to what I'm doing here. It just I was really lost in what you were playing. I really like Aaron Copland, and that was beautifully done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy summer, and best of luck to you, and thanks for being with us today. And thanks also to the Pittsburgh Concert Society for their support of music. And you can learn more at pittsburghconcertsociety.org.
Give me another love song here.